Maybe can I ask a quick question? Is it appropriate after hearing news, such news, although you feel, to pray and to daven, but to say, Hashem, thank you that I don't have such problems?
Yes, is. Yes, it is appropriate. Okay. We're on the Gemara and Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. We saw a very, very important shaila yesterday with regard to somebody who eats nevelis. So we said if he eats l'teavoin, then everybody agrees he's pasul l'eidos. Why? As Rashi explained, because a person, why would he have a taiva to eat nevela l'teavoin? It doesn't taste any different to kosher meat. The only difference is it's cheaper. So you see that he's clearly extremely concerned about his money, to the extent that he's prepared to be over Isurim just to save himself some money, and therefore he's pasul eidos. How can he possibly be valid aid to testify on financial issues when it comes to finances, he doesn't care about halacha? When it's talking about a mumah lahachis, however, which means he's not eating because he wants to just save money. No, he's not interested in saving money. He's a very wealthy person. Rather, he wants to do it simply to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana Litzlan. So then we have a machlekas between Abaye and Rava. So let's see this machlekas again, very important. First word on the line is lahachis. Lahachis Abaye Omar Posel, Rava Omar Kosha. What's the machlekas? Abaye Omar Posel, the Havalei Rosha. He's a Rosha. If somebody eats nevelos lahachis, obviously he's a Rosha of the worst order. So clearly he's pasul eidos, because once he becomes a Rosha, v'rachmona omar al toshis Rosha eid, a Rosha cannot be an eid. V'rova omar, Rava says, kosher. Why is he kosher? Because Rosha dechamos bo'inon, as we discussed yesterday, everybody agrees that this person is a Rosha. And everybody agrees that he's even a worse Rosha than somebody who eats the te'ovo. That's not the discussion about the severity of the Avera, but rather the nature of the Avera. So Rava says, because he's not a Rosha d'chamos, he's not doing it to save money, that's not his concern. Rather, he's eating because he just wants to anger Hashem. So it's not a Rosha d'chamos. So it would seem to be, therefore, that we have an absolutely clear machlokes once and for all, and we've been waiting for this for a while. What's the halacha of somebody who's over Averas, very severe Averas, but nothing to do with Chomos? And the answer seems to be that's a machlaikas, Abaye, v'Rava. Abaye says you're apostle because you're a Rosha, and Rava says, no, it's not enough to be a Rosha, you've got to be a Rosha d'chomos. And somebody who eats Nevela l'hachis is not a Rosha l'chomos. Now, if you go back a second, we learned this thesis already, but now I think it's important now to re-remind ourselves. Have a look once again at Tosfos at the end of the previous Omud. Tosfos on the Chof Vav Omud base. So if you remember there, it says there, Hachoshud al Haroyo is kosher le'edus. Hechoshud al haroyo is kosher le'edus. If somebody, there hasn't been clear testimony, but there's definitely a rumor flying around that this person is suspect when it comes to haroyos, and the Gemara said that he's kosher le'edus. There was at least one opinion. That's what Rav Nachman maintained. So have a look once again at Tosfos now. We saw it at the time, but I think we'll appreciate it more now. Says Tosfos Tamer, it's a big wonder. Maishna, what is the difference? Me oichel nevelos l'teavoin. If we just learned that when a person eats nevelos l'teavoin, just didn't we just say that everybody agrees that he's pasul eidos? Umiploini rovani liritzoini, also the psalin eidos. So now I think we've learned the two gemaras, we appreciate the kasha more. What's the difference if a person eats nevelos l'teavoin, so he's pasul eidos, or choshed al arayos, he's pasul eidos? Now, l'choira, we would have a teretz. Didn't Rashi say that when a person eats nevelas l'teova, and he's doing so for financial reasons? Because there is no taiva to eat nevela, it's not like it has a more tasty flavor to it. The only reason you eat nevela is because it's cheap. So if that's the case, l'choira, according to Rashi, the distinction, the difference between choshed al arroyos and nevelas l'teovoin is very obvious. Because when a person is choshed al arroyos, obviously that's nothing to do with mammon. So once again, it's not because of the severity of the aveira or lack of, but rather the nature of the aveira. So it's very fascinating that Tosis is nonetheless asking the question. Tosis is saying we have a contradiction. If oichel nevelas l'teovoin is possible, why is choshed al arroyo is kosher? That's the kasha. L'chaira, we have a very simple teretz. Oichel nevelas l'teovoin is a rosha de chamos. He's doing so for financial reasons. Whereas choshed al arroyo is, whether it's more chamor or less chamor, that's not the point. But he capitulated to his yetzahara, and as a result, he was over the avera. But it's nothing to do with chamos. If you remember, Tosfos, at the end of that, Tosfos says that the reason is because there is more of a Yetzirah to be over Arroyos. So because there's more of a Yetzirah to be over Arroyos, therefore he's considered less of a Rasha, because the Yetzirah is so overwhelming that he just fell in, he capitulated. Whereas to eat Nevelas, the Teovain is not such a major Yetzirah. That's how Tosis answered the Kasha. But Lemaisa, just give me 3 seconds. I just want to look at the back. If any of the Mefarshim point out that L'chaira, we would have a very simple teretz. One is because of Mom and one is not. 1 second. Yeah, I do not see the Mefarshim point this out. Okay, but L'chaira, according to Rashi, would have a very simple teretz. Right. Okay, let's go back now to our Gemara. Let's go back now to our Gemara, because the Gemara is going to continue this discussion, very, very important discussion. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. Do you have the Gemara? First word on the line is Rasha. Meisvei, we'll ask now a big kasha. Al Toshes Rasha Eid. Al Toshes Chomos Eid. That's a quote from the Pasuk, that somebody who's a Rasha of Chomos should not be kosher leidus. Says the Braisa, Eilu gazlonim umoyalin bishvuois. What does this refer to? Both gazlonim, people who steal, and also umoyalin bishvuois, people who profane oaths. That means they take a shvua, and they're not makbid, to be honest. They would take a false shvuah. Or, we'll see in a second, there's different types. But note, take note that the Gemara says, umoyalim bishvuois, in the plural. Now, what does that mean to be a moyal bishvuah? So we have to remind ourselves that there's different types of being moyal bishvuah. One can make a shvua which is downright sheker. So if I say that I'm exempt from paying you money and really I'm chayev, that's a shvua sheker. If I say I never borrowed from you and really I did, or if I say that I paid you and really I didn't, that's a straightforward shvua sheker. So too, if I would point to a chair and say I'm taking a shvua that this is a horse, that's a shvua sheker. There is something else which is not sheker, but it's also an aver, and that's called a shvuas shov. If I point to a chair and I say, I hereby take an oath that this is a chair, that's not sheker, it is a chair. But it's a shvuas shov, means a purposeless shvua. If you're pointing to a chair, why are you making an oath? It's a chair, everyone can see it's a chair. That is also considered to be a moyel b'shvua. You've profaned the shvua, not because you took a false oath, but rather shvua shav, which means it's a shvua in vain. Benotei eles. Now, the Braise is teaching us who is posel le'edus as a result of this posel v'al toshes yot rosh ha'ed. And it said both gazlonim, thieves, fine, that's straightforward, and also umoyalin bishvois, says the Gemara. My love, doesn't this mean echod shvuas shov, the echod shvuas momoin? If the Braisa said shvuois, he's a moyal bishvuois, then clearly we seem to be referring to two different types of shvuas. That's why it's in the plural. And it says, if you're over the halacha of shvua, you're posel le'edus. Now, what does that mean, shvuois? What would be two examples? Says the Gemara, doesn't it mean a shvuas shov? That'd be one example. And the second example would be a shvuas mamon. So shvuas mamon is very obvious. When I take an oath that I don't owe you money, and really I do. Now, what's the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is that if one of the shvuas that's being referred to is a shvuas shav, when I point to a table and I take a shvua that it's a table, yes, I'm a rasha because I took a shvua which is a shvua shav, but it's nothing to do with chomos. Again, we're not looking at the severity of the sin, but rather the nature of it. So therefore, didn't we just have two opinions, Abaya and Rava? Rava said that if somebody eats nevelois lahachis, he's kosher le'edus. Why? Undoubtedly, he's a rasha. There's no denying that. But it's not chomos. And this is the Gemara's kasha. How can Rava say it all depends on chomos when we have a braisa that seems to say, if you take a shvuah shav, you're posel le'edus. That's nothing to do with chomos. Have a look at Rashi. Shvuas shav al ha'omud shel even shehu shel even. If you point to a pillar of stone and you take a shvuah that this is stone, well, everybody can see it's stone, it's obvious it's stone. It's not a false shvuah, it's a shvuas shav. That's one example. What's a shvuah sheker? When you say al ha'omud shel even shehu shel zahav. If you point to a pillar of stone and you say, I take an oath that this is not stone, it's gold. Well, that's a shvuah sheker. Says Rashi, afal gav, de lav, rasha, de chomus, hu. If you take a false shvuah or a shvuah shav, that might be a very severe avera, and undoubtedly it is. But it's not chomus. It's nothing to do with financial issues. So how can the Braisa say your moyel bishvuois in the plural, which we are assuming for the moment means either shvuas mamoin, okay, that is chomos, but also a shvuas shav, and shvuas shav is not chomos. So how can Rava say that if you eat nevela la'achis, you're kosher le'edus because, albeit you're a rasha, but it's not chomos, what's the difference in eating nevelas la'achis and making a shvuas shav? That's also not chomos. Now, we must remember, of course, the Braisa didn't actually say explicitly we're talking about a shvuah shav. What did it say? It just says, moyalim bishvuois, in the plural. So we assume that means two different types of shvuas, that's why it's in the plural. One example will be shvuas momen, and one will be shvuah shav. And shvuah shav is indeed not chomos. But the Gemara says, you're wrong. Look at the Gemara, loy. Idi ve'idi shvuas mamoin. Really, even though it's in the plural, it sounds like it's referring to two different cases, it's all referring to shvuas mamoin. Umay shvuois, quote unquote. If that's the case, what does it mean, shvuois in the plural? And the answer is shvuois de alma. What does it mean, Shvuos to Alma? Shvuos to Alma means when you say general people, general people, general Shvuos. Doesn't mean two different types. It's just a way of speech that you use it in the plural. You use it in the plural. So therefore, Rava will maintain that really you're only posel la'edus if indeed it's to do with chamos. What does it mean, ma'elim b'shvois? It's just a manner of speech, and it means all different types of shvuos momen. But it's not shvuos momen and also shvuos shav. So according to Rava, it means therefore, if somebody is over a shvuos shav or a shvuos sheker, yes, he's an absolute rasha, no question about it, but he will not be posel la'edus because it's not chamos. And we will treat it exactly in the same way as Nevela Lahachis. Yes.
When someone gives Eidos, do they take a Shvua?
No.
Is there any logic or any Havamina to say that if a person doesn't value Shvuas, regardless of whether it's Maman, that he can't be trusted because he's not someone that understands the value of telling the truth? So therefore, Shmuel was in a different category by itself.
No, because Shmuel Shavi did tell the truth.
No, but he took an unnecessary Shmuel because he doesn't realize the value of the Shmuel.
You can't say it's not Mak without the truth. That wasn't Shmuel Sheker, you'd be right. But Shmuel Shav has nothing to do with it. He's extremely Mak, but to say the truth only. The problem is that this type of Shmuel is just simply not allowed. So it might be a very, very severe Rasha, no question about it, but it's not Chamos.
So there's no Hava meaning to say that Shmuos have a different category than other others.
No. So for the moment, Rava's position has been defended. Rava maintains that if you eat Nevela is Lahachis, you are kosher le'edus because it's not Chamos. We try to ask a question from Shvuos Shav. It turns out we're not talking about Shvuos Shav. So according to Rava, if somebody would make a Shvuah Shav, he would jolly well be kosher le'edus, just like eating Nevelas la'achis. Says the Gemara, now have another kasha in the opposite direction. Meisvei, we have a kasha. It says in another brisa, al toshes rosho eid, al toshes chamos eid. What is that referring to? Says the Braisa. Elu gazlonin umalve ribiois. Quote unquote, that's the end of the Braisa. You see that, what does the Braisa say? What is the only example of somebody who's postulators? The only examples that the Braisa gives is gazlonin umalve ribis, which are all chamos cases. So it would clearly be inferred that if it's not chamos, for example, eating the veil is lahachis, then you would not be posseledus. That's a stira to Abaya. Because Abaya says if you eat the veil is lahachis, you are posseledus, even though it's not chamos. And yet this brisa seems to be pointing out the only cases that are possel are indeed cases of money. Gazlonin, mavel beribis. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tiyuvta, the Abaya, Tiyuvta. That would seem to be an absolute disproof of Abaya's opinion. Abaya says you're only postulatus if it is. Sorry, Abaya said you're postulatus even though it's not Hamas. And yet you see this Brisa only enumerated cases of Hamas, no other cases. Look at Rashi. Umalve beribis, hani en, comma. These cases, yes, you'd be posseledos. Aval oichel neveilois lahachis loi. So it's quite clearly inferred in the Braisa that you'd only be considered posseledos if it's something to do with money. So it's got to be chamos related, not like a buyer. Umiu says Rashi, don't make a mistake. Le te'ovoin, somebody who eats a nevelas le te'ovoin, which we said before, everybody would agree is posel le'edus. Now, one second, it's also not mentioned in his braisa. The answer is, it's essentially incorporated. They are similar to those who lend beribis, or similar to those who steal money. Why are they similar? If somebody is because he's doing it for financial reasons, as we said before, it's not the taste that entices him to eat nevela, but rather it's the simple fact that it's cheaper. Therefore, we suspect he is suspicious, he might take a bribe. If he's so desperate to earn money and to save money, he might take a bribe. Va'ashudi shikra, and then he will give false testimony. So at this stage, it seems to be that Abaya is disproved, so much so that the Gemara calls it Tiyuvta. Tiyuvta almost always means it's a knockout question, and that's it. Finished. Game, set, and match. To use a tennis term. Which means, therefore, Abaya l'chora seems to have been completely disproven. How can Abaya say if you eat nevelas lahachis? You are kosher le'edus, what? You are. Excuse me. How can Abaya say if you eat nevela lahachis, you are posel le'edus? Even though it's not chamos, but I see in his brisa, the only examples that the brisa quotes are those of chamos. Those are money related. And the Gemara called it tiyuvta da Abaya. Why am I pointing this out? Because we'll see, unusually, that later on in the Gemara, Abaya's opinion is actually resurrected. So even though the Gemara over here seems quite clearly to say that Abaya is knocked out, disproven once and for all, tiyuvta, but if you look in a Rambam, if you open the Rambam actually passes like Abaya. How can you pass an Abaya when the Gemara clearly says tiyuvta? The answer is, we'll see later on in the Gemara, Abaya's opinion is once again resurrected. Okay, back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Neima Ketanoi. Let us suggest that this is actually a subject of a machlokes tanoim. So far, who have we quoted? Not tanoim, rather Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava seem to be debating, in order to be posel eidos, does it have to be money related? Says the Gemara, let us suggest that actually this is a machlokes tanoim. And as we always point out, whenever the Gemara says neima, it always means that the Gemara is going to reject it. Let's suggest, but soon actually it's going to fall through. So let's have a look. Says the Gemara, Neima Ketanoi. Let us suggest that this Shaila, whether you have to be a Rasha of Chamos of financial matters in order to be Posel Eidos, which was a debate between Abaye and Rava, let us suggest that it's actually a Machloikis Tanoim. Which Tanoim? We have a Braisa. Aid. Zoimeim, posel, lekol, atoira, kula. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, an eid zoimeim is posel. Now, we did have a discussion early on in the Omud whether he's posel lemafreya or posel mikan or lahabo, but that's not relevant for our discussion now. Either way, an eid zoimeim is definitely posel leedus, maybe retroactively, but definitely going forward. What is he posel le'edos for? Is he posel for all different types of edos? So it sounds like Reb Meir saying yes. Eid zaymim posel le'kol ha'terakula. What does that mean, le'kol ha'terakula? For all matters, whatever he comes to testify now, whether he wants to testify in financial matters, marital matters, whatever it may be, he is posel. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi qualifies it. Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Bamed, or Amurim. When is that true to say that it'll be possible for Eidos? Shehuzam bedinei nefashois. When he originally became an Eid Zoimim, he was proven to be a liar. What was his Eidos then at the time? What was he discussing? So Reb Yossi says, if he was discussing Dinei Nefashois, which means he was trying to have somebody put to death, and then it turns out he's an Eid Zoimim, then says Reb Yossi, yes, then I will agree that if an Eid is proven to be a Rosha with regard to Dinei Nefashois, well, that's the worst Rosha you can get. He was actually trying to put somebody to death, and then indeed you'll be possible for all types of Eidos. However, Aval hu zam bedinei momenois, kosher ledinei nefashois. But if, however, he was huzam, in what type of case? Only in a financial case. So we don't have proof that he's so severe a Rasha that he would even prepare now to lie in cases of Dinei Nefoshes. We don't have any proof because he's only ever been proven to be a liar in financial matters. So maybe, yeah, when it comes to financial matters, he's a Rasha. But he would never go that far to testify falsely in cases of Dinei Nefoshes. So we seem to have now a very big machlokes. Again, Reb Meir did not qualify this. Reb Meir simply said, an eid zoymein is possible for all types of eidos, period. It makes no difference on which type of eidos he was pulled up on, he became possible on. It makes no difference what the eidos he's trying to testify now on. If you've become an eid zoymein, finished, that's it, you're possible for everything, period. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, 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 not so simple. It depends what he was originally disqualified on. If he was disqualified on Nefoshos, well, then yes, you're right. Then you're right. Then I agree with you. You see, this guy is the worst of the worst Russia. He's even prepared to testify falsely, even if it means putting somebody to death. But if he only became a Russia on financial issues, then he's still allowed to testify in cases of Dinei Nefoshes, because we have no basis, we have no grounds to suggest that he would ever give false testimony to put somebody to death. We have no precedent for that.
Rebbe?
So one thing. So what does the Gemara now want to prove from there? Says the Gemara, Neima Abaya Kerabi Meya. Verava Karabi Yossi. End of question. Doesn't it seem that Abaya, remember, Abaya was the one who said that if you in Velois Lahachis, you apostle, it does not need to be momentous. Why is that necessarily in fitting with Reb Meir? And why is the Gemara saying that Rava is like Karabi Yossi? So that we'll see in a moment. Yeah, Reb Larry, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, would Reb Yossi agree that if a person is an Eid Zomim regarding death, Nefashos, then he is also an Eid Zomim on Mominus?
Yeah, Kal v'chomer, yeah. If he's
so prepared, doesn't that suggest that if you're a Russia at a certain level, then you're also not accepted for Mominus?
Correct.
So therefore, that goes against the theory that says, no, if it's not Momonos, you don't accept it for other things. You know, it doesn't matter if Russia.
Okay, so that's what the Gemara is going to suggest. There is a little bit of a cheshbon over here, which we have to see in Rashi. But as Hashem, we'll pick this up in the beginning of tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.
Okay.
Okay, be well, everybody.